Welcome again to the Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel. Thank you very much for joining us. This week, we're going to be looking at jerk seasoning. And that tells you that we are going to the island of Jamaica. When you think of the island of Jamaica, you think of reggae music, you think of white sand beaches, you think of all the, you know, dark sand beaches as well. You think about waterfalls and rivers. You think about the warm people. They're friendly, smart, and intelligent. You also think about the food in Jamaica as well. And this week we are focusing on one particular food. It's the jerk chicken, jerked pork, jerked fish, and jerked vegetables. And one of the things that's interesting about jerk is that jerk started hundreds of years ago. And this is essentially where we had enslaved persons in Jamaica who ran away. And as a result of that, they came up with a method of cooking by using pimento wood to cure their meats. And in this case, it was wild boars. Wild boars were found all across Jamaica in those days. And so they would use the smoke from the pimento wood to prepare their meats. As time evolved, a number of things changed as well, which also included the different herbs and spices that were brought to the island by different persons coming in and out of the island. And so different herbs and spices were added to the pork, which it eventually became pork as a primary meat to be jerked. But then we've added, over time, we added chicken, we added fish, and persons add vegetables from time to time, even tofu. And so what you find is that the jerk method of cooking, which is primarily on the grill with pimento wood, is done like in a pit. But it is, over time, persons have brought this into their homes, whether it's a backyard barbecue grill or they are doing it in their ovens. And so the preparation, the herbs and spices that are prepared are typically prepared either in a dry seasoning form or in a wet seasoning form. The herbs and spices that are primarily found in the jerk seasoning are your thyme, your ginger, your allspice, onions, and your green onions, and your Scotch bonnet pepper. Scotch bonnet pepper is the center of that jerk seasoning, and so it gives it that kick, that heat that is required for this very spicy, spicy preparation process. And so the meat, whatever it is, the meat or the vegetables that you use with the jerk can be very spicy depending on how much you apply to whatever it is that you're preparing, whatever that protein may be that you're preparing, or vegetables. In addition to that, let's talk about the jerk man. The jerk man, jerked day in Jamaica, is typically found on a Friday evening or a Saturday evening. And so anywhere there's a party or a hip strip or lots of people or some form of festival, you know, because Jamaica is also known for partying or festival or gathering of some sort. And so on a Friday evening or a Saturday evening, starting from about 5 p.m. and sometimes earlier, depending on the event itself, the jerk man or woman will come out with their proteins. Typically, they come out with their jerk chicken and jerk pork. Some persons will focus only on chicken, while some persons will serve both pork and chicken at these events. And so these are usually prepared with wet seasoning, the wet jerk seasoning, marinated for about 24 hours prior to the event. And so you can imagine picking away at that pork or that chicken. They often don't do fish for the most part at these events. However, in the backyards of persons, people will opt to do their vegetables and their fish on the grill. And so, and other things. In fact, if you're having a jerk festival in Jamaica, then people will go wild. You'll see jerk crabs and jerk lobster and jerk shrimp. And so there is no limit in terms of what can be jerked on that pit or on that grill. in Jamaica, what you'll see the jerkman use, it's like a metallic drum or barrel that is cut in half, welded together, and a grill placed on it. Essentially, we always say, turn your hand, make fashion in Jamaica. Turn your hand, make fashion in Jamaica really mean make do with what you have. So that the jerkman on the road does not have a bought manufactured grilling. It is often done by a local person who puts it together for him, cuts that barrel in half, and creates that joint at one side of it so that you can open and close. And so it's quite an interesting feature that is seen, and placed metallic stands, four stands on the barrel. So the barrel is now at a horizontal location on four metallic stands. And so, you know, we're talking about a lot of fun around this. It's often served with bread, white hard dough bread, it's referred to in Jamaica, and you're given extra pepper. So apparently the jerk seasoning is not hot enough. So most Jamaicans will ask for more pepper to be added to that. Sometimes it's some of the jerk seasoning created in some kind of sauce. So you'll get some jerk sauce on your chicken if you require that, or just ketchup, or a hot sauce. So it depends on the individual. But the jerkman often has those options for you when you're purchasing on the corner. In addition to that, what you will find is that at the festivals, for example, and even on the corner where the jerkman is selling, he comes out really early. He does not leave until the last person leaves. So when the party's over, he leaves. Hardly ever do they run out of meats, you know, like pork or chicken. That's not possible because, you see, you usually have like several of them on that corner. So it's never one person serving that jerk protein, whether it be pork or chicken, at the event. And so jerk it's a great way to gather together, you know, gather friends together. You can jerk hot wings, you can jerk wings, and so you can use the jerk marinade on it, or the jerk dry rub, the jerk dry seasoning on your protein. And so this is something that everyone can enjoy. As usual, we thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We try to keep them really, really short so that you can get on with your business for the day. We invite you at La Caribbean Taste to come to our website and shop at www.lacaribbeantaste.com. And as usual, be inspired by taste. Enjoy. I'm your host, Marcelle.